And welcome to Community Kitchen. Definitely the heat's around, and I thought that today we're going to look into some really nice, vibrant spring, summer, whatever you want to call it, dishes based on lettuce. And I thought lettuce and salad-y goods, cabbage, some nice taste there. And I thought some of these things are really, really good for children to help with in the kitchen. Sanshaw bao. It's a real classic, and I love the way that you can have some really nice crunchy bits in there. If you want to do it with a really good a mince, a chicken mince, a pork mince, whichever you have available. But if you're going to be serves about four, if you really finely chop the lettuce core and one of the or two of the larger outside leaves, really good to use an iceberg for this. Heat peanut oil in the on the stove. And add some raw peanuts because you want to get that beautiful, you know, I love cooked peanuts. They're so good in a salad. Add some white spring onions and a little bit of chili if you want. Add your mince. If it's a chicken, then, of course, you're just going to brown that off. It's pork, it's good. Beef, you can do the lot. Or you can just use a mushroom or a tempeh. And you cook that. Just scraping the bottom of the pan until the mix is catching and beginning to crisp but not burn. Meanwhile, stir through some water chestnuts. They give that beautiful crunch. If you don't have water chestnuts, you can do some, you know, like thin pieces of carrot, goodies like that, just to give that really nice crunchy texture. Some rice wine. Now, I would imagine about a quarter of a cup of rice wine to about 2 cups or 500 grams of mince. It just gives a real nice clarity to the flavour. And put the chopped lettuce through, then add the oyster sauce, about a tablespoon and a tablespoon of hoisin sauce. Cook for about 1 or 2 minutes until the mixture is just coated and beginning to caramelise. A little bit of lemon juice if you want. And then all you're going to be doing is transferring that to the bowls where you've actually placed a lettuce leaf inside, because you want to eat that as a sort of bit of a roll up, and put some lime wedges on there. Now, you can change this around for the children's taste, but it's a lovely way. It's very, very refreshing, and it's yummy and delicious. But just putting that chopped up lettuce through it just gives that little bit more texture, a little bit more filling. You can do it with fine cabbage if you like. But just remembering to keep those outer cups, because you want to actually make that into a little serving bowl within a serving bowl. Another fantastic recipe I saw of similar thing, but if you're making your rice paper rolls. And, of course, once again, you can use your cabbage leaves if you like, because you want the hard core centres of the cabbage cut out. But using your vermicelli noodles, you can wrap these in the cabbage. Put your rice paper down first, of course. You've just dipped that in a little bit of water. Put a really fine cabbage leaf in there and start to fill that with all the goodies, like your vermicelli noodles, maybe some shredded chicken, some spring onions. If you like, a little bit of chili sauce always goes down well. But I love a lot of Thai basil, lots of mint in there, some carrot shredded, some sticks of cucumber, which all of a sudden gives it that extra crunch. And, of course, these are just beautiful and fresh and delicious. Not putting nuts in them, you can take them to school, but they hold well. They are just delicious. And, of course, then you can make a nice dipping sauce. And one of the most common Vietnamese, of course, is using about a quarter of a cup of fish sauce, juice of one lime, a garlic clove, a long chili, red or green, really thinly sliced, about 2 tablespoons of rice wine or white vinegar, and about a tablespoon of caster sugar, because you want that umami flavour. But either one of those, I mean, even if you use that sauce to go with your Sanshao Bao, that changes it around, gives it a little bit of a more bite. You can even use the mince that you've used for this Sanshao Bao and put that back into your rice paper noodles if you want, or you can use shredded chicken. A lot of people change it around, but the thing is that don't be afraid to change the ingredients in these rice paper rolls, because shredded chicken with finely chopped cabbage, with lots and lots of mint, with that beautiful dressing is fantastic. But just for a colour change, thinking of using the different type of cabbage leaves reflected through the rice paper and with the vermicelli noodles is delicious. It's refreshing. It's a really good starter if you're, you know, having friends around, or if you want to make the kids something a little bit interesting for lunch, because this hot weather, you know, we need that refreshing. We need things that are generous with their revitalizing, like the cucumbers so full of water and the carrots refreshing. Good things to put in the lunchbox. And when we come back, a couple of really good salad ideas just to change the kitchen table on these hot days. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. Welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking spring. We're talking nice zesty salads, nice zesty food, tasty, refreshing, and nothing like a really good Asian summer salad. And I use a red onion, an orange, a punnet of cherry tomatoes, a couple of cups of mung bean sprouts, a couple of bunches of coriander, bunches of mint, some kaffir lime leaves, really finely shredded, a couple of chilies, ginger grated, garlic finely chopped or grated, about a third of a cup of sesame seeds roasted, and about a third of a cup of almond slivers roasted. And the dressing I usually make with this is I used to use a quarter of a cup of sweet chili sauce, a couple of tablespoons of lemon juice, and about 1 to 2 teaspoons, of fish sauce. And it's just beautiful. It's so refreshing, and it has an absolute beautiful flavour. You can change it around and use the same sort of consistency using a instant Thai noodle. And, of course, you place your noodles in a heat-proof bowl and pour the boiling water over. Allow to stand for about 5 minutes and rinse under cold water. Then just toss your noodles with some carrots, some snow peas, cucumber, coriander, mince, tofu, and the same sort of dressing, a chili sauce with lime juice and fish sauce. Make a big jar because it lasts. It's delicious. About a quarter of a cup of sweet chili, double it. 2 tablespoons of lime juice, double it, and 2 teaspoons of fish sauce, double it. And it really goes a long way, and it's absolutely delicious. Even if you make some really nice wontons or dumplings, it goes well over that and is absolutely delicious. Another nice idea, I think, is to just create some different flavours. Ginger, if you shred the ginger or grate the ginger and deep fry it, it really adds a nice kick to it. You can add different minces. You can use chili flakes. Just by adding a lot of fresh herbs, it is significantly fresher and tastes delicious. And don't forget the great avocado, mango. It's around at the moment. It is absolutely beautiful. And it is something that I'm sure that we're going to have regularly over the next few months. But the avocado and mango, some prawns in there, some shallots, some lots of mint. I think the mint just carries it through. And chopping those through, even with your mung beans, and making a really good, even if it's an orange juice and maybe a little bit of mayo, it'll split when they first join together, but just whisk it, little whisk. And even some slivered almonds over that, absolutely delicious, and some nice salad. And it just really lifts it up and makes it fresh and delicious. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a lettuce, just a plain old good old lettuce salad, and an eggplant and yogurt salad, because sometimes if you're grilling on the barbecue, these things can just lift that with that little extra bit of flavour. And, of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking salads, something a little bit fresh, a little bit tasty. I meant to mention before when we were talking about mangoes, you know, I've been looking at these beautiful green mango salads if you go to the markets or have a look around, and using one long green mango, unripe, some grapefruit, a banana shallot, the long shallot, some spring onions, half a bunch of mint, which is a really good handful, about a quarter of a cup of cashews, and about a quarter of a cup of peanuts. And when you're overseas, you see the green mango salads. But the really beautiful dressing, if this is about 2 tablespoons of fish sauce, about 2 tablespoons of palm sugar or brown sugar, and about a quarter of a cup of lime juice, a red chili, and about a tablespoon of peanut oil. And you can put some chili flakes in there. But the fact that you've got so much of that green mango and the grapefruit just adds that other dimension, which is absolutely fantastic. One thing I really love is using eggplant, because it's such a good absorber of flavour. And I know that I've cooked a few times an Adam Lau recipe where he actually just really makes the eggplant quite crisp and then dresses it with a black vinegar dressing. But with the eggplant, once it's cooked, he puts this fantastic miso dressing with it, and it's just beautiful. Now, this particular recipe, you're going to be grilling off your eggplant on the barbecue with some cumin and paprika and some sea salt and cracked pepper with a bit of olive oil. Grill that off. You're going to mix it with some chickpeas. If you're using the tin, make sure you drain them and rinse them off. A punnet of cherry tomatoes, a lot of parsley. Always be really generous with your parsley in a salad, so a good half a cup. And then make your dressing with minted yogurt dressing, using about a third of mint leaves, about 3/4 cup of natural yogurt, clove of garlic, and a couple of teaspoons of lemon juice. And I was inspired for this recipe from a Donna Hay cookbook, No Time to Cook. And I think these flavours just add to and just give you that a little bit more. But having that eggplant charred off, it will actually just give, once again, that beautiful flavour, just like we're talking about with the green mangoes. And I think that having that little bit of an extra time to do that, and really when you think about the fact it's not hard to cut up an eggplant, put in a big bowl, throw some olive oil, throw a little bit of cumin, some smoked paprika in there, and while everything else is cooking, that could just be charring on the barbecue, and it really will heighten the dish. Another interesting salad I saw in this particular cookbook was a lettuce with a buttermilk dressing. Buttermilk's an interesting thing because she's combining 1/3 cup of buttermilk, 1/3 cup of natural yogurt, a crushed clove of garlic, some chives, and you're just whisking that all together and pouring that over lemon salad wedges. Now, if you wanted to, you could grill that lettuce on the barbecue, because as we've spoken before, grilling the barbecue, if you cut big wedges of it and just grill it, it really is beautiful. Or you can turn that around and use that dressing as a fantastic base for your coleslaw. And of course, buttermilk is fantastic when you're marinating chicken, if you're going to be doing a really, really good crispy southern style chicken. So I hope I've inspired you just to try those few little extras, add a bit in there, and don't forget to be generous with your mint, your corianders, your basil, your fennels, whatever you've got in the garden. I find that in the summer I tend to use a lot more mint. Beautiful in your salads, whether it be a potato and pea salad. It just takes it to that next height. And don't forget the good old celery, because that in itself is so crisp and delicious and adds that little bit of extra flavour. Until next week, happy cooking. And of course, you're with Annette on 101.5 FM.